بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ألم تر آيات أنزلت هذه الليلة لم ير مثلهن قط؟ قل أعوذ برب الفلق وقل أعوذ برب الناس. رواه مسلم. Yesterday we began just by way of giving us some idea of the importance of us acquainting ourselves with the meanings of the, particularly those surahs of the Quran which we are regularly reciting, thereby enhancing our link and association with the Quran and creating some sort of understanding. One is tilawat, the month of Ramadan is coming, over and above that, for us to identify with this reality that it is imperative and essential that we again learn, understand what we are reciting in the Quran. So we began with, based on this hadith that we are currently discussing, the breakdown of what we call mu'awwidhatayn, the two great instruments of protection which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That is the last two surahs of the Quran, the first of which Allah Ta'ala commands us, قُلْ say, أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, I seek protection or I seek refuge in the Lord of the daybreak. The symbolic meaning of this is when your life feels dark, run to the one who is the Rabb of Falaq, who is the Lord of sunrise, the one who creates all light in this world. So say, I seek protection in the Lord of the daybreak. From what we are seeking protection, look at the comprehensive manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents this in the Quran. Min sharri ma khalaq. I seek protection from shar, from the evil of what, ya Allah, what evil must you protect me from? We could have said, seek protection from the evil of animals, evil of financial difficulties, evil of physical difficulties. But still, this would not cover everything. This is the beauty of the Quran, that comprehensive. Allah Ta'ala is Khaliq of everything. So we are seeking protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Lord of the daybreak, min sharri ma khalaq, from the evil of everything that he has created. Now, the one question which the commentators of the Quran address, evil of everything which Allah has created. However, there are many creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in which this madda or essence of evil is not there. For example, Jannat, there's no evil in it. Malaika, Allah Ta'ala has removed the essence of Malaika doing any wrong. Likewise, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam have been protected from committing sins. So we are seeking protection from what? From the evil of those creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in which there is any possibility of harm. So this is very, very comprehensive. That anything that can harm you physically, that can harm you emotionally, that can harm you, more importantly, spiritually, that is an attack on your deen, attack on your iman. Allah Ta'ala is commanding you, don't become independent, become humble, lower yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not invincible. These things can destroy you. So there's only one being that can protect you, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need Allah's shelter, you need Allah's protection at all times. So beseech, Allah commands you, قُلْ, say that, Ya Allah, protect me, مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ, from all the evil that is out there. Ya Allah, you are the creator, you are in control, don't let it have any effect upon me. And we find evil is such, shar is even in yourself. So you're asking Allah Ta'ala to protect you from your own evil also. Like it comes in hadith, Rasulullah SAW taught us, Na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from the evil of the nafs, my own self, the evil to do indulgences, to break your commands, which can very often destroy our deen, destroy our akhirat. So we are seeking protection from that also. We are seeking protection from our own misdeeds. Likewise, this is so comprehensive. We are seeking protection from all the evil that is in this world, even in the qabr also. Hardships, trials, tribulations of the qabr, Ya Allah, I'm seeking protection from that also. Evil of the day of barzakh, the evil of jahannam, right up till our entry into jannat, min sharri ma khalaq, that Ya Allah, I seek protection from any evil that can harm me in whatsoever, in any way. So up to this point, we find that this is a absolutely comprehensive manner in which we have sought the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, there is one very, very beautiful principle of what we call eloquence, the fasahat and the eloquence of the Qur'an. There's one principle of balaghat which may sound technical to some of us, but we have to try and understand this. That ulama refer to this as takhsis ba'da ta'meem. Takhsis ba'da ta'meem, in other words, to highlight certain specific things after a general principle. Very simple example. Sometimes you tell your child is leaving the house, say, you know what, be careful. Be careful. Now, be careful means be careful of doing anything that might harm you. And then over and above that, you mention, you know what, particularly when you're crossing the road, make sure you see on the left and the right. And when you're going down the stairs, see that you don't slip on anything. Now, be careful covered all that. Be careful means when crossing the road, when going down the stairs, and whatever you're doing, but you highlight certain potential greater areas or avenues of danger. And we find that this principle, we find in many places in the Quran. Allah says, min sharri ma khalaq, seek protection from every evil. Then, min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. So, min sharri ma khalaq already contained this, but takhsis ba'da ta'meem. Now, certain specific greater dangers, areas where you have to be even more careful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights for us. What are one of these areas? And from the evil of the darkness when it settles. We find that night often brings with it, the cover of darkness often brings with it greater challenges, greater harms. That's why there's an Arabic saying, Al-laylu akhfa lil-wail, that the night conceals wail, halakat, problems. One is, we find in hadith, that in the early part of the night, the shayateen spread out. That is why this advice is given, that at the time of sunset, keep your small children at home and close the door with bismillah. In other words, more protection. Likewise, the jinnat also come out at night. Even if you look from a disease or a physical point of view, the doctors or the scientists, they tell you that the germs generally die in the heat of the day. And at night, the number of germs increase. This is why we find a lot of sick people, if a person is sick, they struggle during the night more than they would struggle during the day. Likewise, thieves, they prosper at night. If a person wants to commit zina, he looks for the cloak of darkness. People who are spies, they work at night. Somebody wants to commit murder or do something to somebody else, they will choose the night. So the night generally hides danger. And we find that even from a dini perspective, wasawis, all sorts of evil thoughts, etc., all this automatically, naturally tends to increase at night. And so beautifully the Quran tells us, min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. Ya Allah, I am seeking protection from the evil of the darkness when it settles. And darkness or zulmat is of two types. One is what we call physical external darkness. Like I said, thieves, zina, qatal, etc., all this increases, germs increase at night. Then there is what we call an inner darkness or a spiritual darkness. The darkness of confusion, the darkness of temptation, the darkness of despair, losing hope, becoming desolate. These are real problems that people face. And in this surah of the Quran, we are taught that make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Takhsis ba'da ta'meem. Specifically, you have sought protection from all evil. Now min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab. Why? Because when the light fades, darkness descends, our iman, our tawakkul, our reliance, our trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must increase. The next thing we seek protection from, again, takhsis ba'da ta'meem. Allah has highlighted something else. Another danger which we face, which was pertinent to the reason for the revelation of these particular surahs, where sihr, black magic. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And O Allah, I seek protection from the evil of نَفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, those who blow upon the knots. This refers to sihr, manipulation, secret harm, whether physical or emotional. So this, we find that when people do jadu and black magic, and let us understand this caution, that in hadith this particular act, this filthy act, has been referred to as, has been equated with kufr. It's not something that we should ever think of going near. Allah Ta'ala protect us. But it is a real danger that is out there, and we are taught in the surahs of the Quran to seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uqad means knots. And we find that when the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been extracted from the well, there were 11 knots, which is what the Jew had done to try to do sihr upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the surahs of this Quran, read the verses of these surahs, and automatically we find that these knots opened up. So, like I said, in keeping with the reason for the revelation of these surahs, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, I seek protection from the evil of those who blow upon the knots. And then, the last part of the surah, here, a little bit more detail is required, because this is one bimari and one spiritual illness that today, unfortunately, has become very, very prevalent. And this is halika. This is muhlika. This is something that destroys us. And unfortunately, many of us are not even cognizant or even aware of it. Allah Ta'ala says, تَخْسِيس بَعْدَ التَّعْمِيمِ. Specifically, seek protection from what? مِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. Ya Allah, protect me from the evil of the one who makes hasad, of jealousy. مِن شَرِّ حَاسِدْ, of the one who is hasid, of one who is jealous of me. Idha hasad, when he gives in to the evil dictates of his jealousy. Jealousy is something we find, it's a natural emotion that will occur. You're going to look at somebody, you're going to feel that he is prospering over and above you. What the Quran is asking you to seek protection from is, and you yourself as an individual, to feel envy or to feel jealousy is a natural thing. To give in to the dictates of that, to allow it to influence your behavior, this is where we have to be very, very careful. And we find that resentment, ulama, like I said, this is such an evil thing that ulama, some mufassirin say that the first sin, the first guna and sin that occurred in the heavens was what? Was the hasad, the jealousy of Iblis for Adam alayhi salam. خلقته من نار وخلقته من نار خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. Ya Allah, you created me out of fire, you created him out of dust, now you've elevated him. So this fire of jealousy burned in the heart of Iblis. The first guna, the sin that took place on earth, was when Qabil murdered his brother Habil. What was the root of it? Jealousy. So we find that this is such a dangerous guna and sin. So Allah Ta'ala says, مِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Like I said, there's a little bit of detail in this. Inshallah, we'll continue.